Upper90studios.com.
Fantasy Premier League tips, the sheets. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the channel. 75 points last week. This week, 46 points. And I took a hit. I was so excited for this video. It was going to be about how the tide has shifted with back-to-back green arrows. Instead, another setback. I don't want to complain because that's not my style. I'm going to show you how I approach different situations in FPL. Right now, I'm feeling a little bit stuck. I'm not losing ground, but I'm also not making up any. And this is probably the most important thing I will ever say on any video. When you have a negative thought, the first thing you can do is to recognize that it's happening. I'm at a point now where I shut off these negative thoughts almost instantly because I've trained my mind to work this way. Our brains are thought processors. We're in control of those thoughts. So let's use fantasy as an example. My strategy has been to use Aguero and Son as differentials against the experts. This is how I chose to gain an advantage and to turn my season around. And it worked last week, 75 points. I was pretty happy, but I also felt like my players deserved more for those performances. I was confident heading into game week 7. And what happened? Tottenham were at home against Southampton. Spurs needed a big response in front of the home fans, and they took the lead after 25 minutes. Son provided the assist. Everything was going perfectly. Then 30 minutes in, red card for Spurs. Now, Son's scoring potential is going to drop because they're down a man for most of this game, and he was actually subbed off around 64 minutes. I can't control a red card after just 30 minutes. That's where my score started to go downhill. Is it Son's fault? No, because he got the assist and he was involved in Kane's goal. I'm seeing that early substitution as a positive because he actually got a nice little rest instead of chasing after players for an hour while down a man. Tottenham actually played Bayern Munich in the Champions League this week. So that's Son, now Aguero, and he was supposed to give my team an edge because he was my captain. Aguero had played 90 minutes in the previous four league games, scoring 6 goals and 3 assists. He was the first player in Premier League history to score in each of the first 6 games of a season. He didn't play the midweek cup game, which Gabriel Jesus started. Aguero was an easy captain choice. I felt the only thing missing this season from him was a hat trick. What does Guardiola do? He benches his top striker. He did the same thing with De Bruyne when they lost against Norwich. And it almost cost him again this week because it was 1-1 before Aguero came on. It could have gone either way. Gabriel Jesus is a great player. He's a fantastic player. But he was almost dropping a little bit too deep, linking up play. It felt a little bit too predictable, too slow. When Aguero came on, he drove straight at Everton defenders. The defense couldn't get organized quickly enough, and spaces started opening up in the wide areas for Mahrez and Sterling. City scored twice and put the game away after Aguero came on. So how do I approach the situation with Aguero? I considered all the factors, I followed my instinct, but I can't control Pep roulette. It can happen to any player, it's already happened to De Bruyne, and this time it happened to my captain, Aguero. These fine margins, Aguero being benched, De Bruyne being benched, and the first half red card for Tottenham, they're making a huge difference in our rankings in FPL. It used to be that we could trust the team core to deliver a strong baseline score, and now it feels like points are coming from one or three different players every single week, and not owning these players or missing out on a big score for our captain, that can result in you having huge green arrows or big red arrows. This time I didn't really fall behind because my score was pretty close to the average, and the average was pretty low, but I'm also not making up ground, so I have to keep an eye on it. I'm feeling a little bit stuck. I put this team together for a reason. It didn't just suddenly become a bad team after scoring 75 points. If the low scores continue, even if there are reasons that I can't control, then there are changes I can make. I have different plans already in mind for game week 9. Hopefully I can bank a free transfer this week, so I have 2 free transfers for the international break. Then again, De Bruyne might be injured already, and that's before the Champions League. So I'm not making early transfers in case we see even more surprises with injuries in Europe. I'm staying flexible with my transfer plan this week, most likely doing nothing if KDB's injury is not serious. This video is actually a little bit late because I wanted to spend some time with my family and my friends. I went for a bicycle ride with my kids, and my buddies invited me to play golf in the afternoon. It's a beautiful day, it's gonna get cold. So had I not done those things, had I just sat at work thinking about everything that went wrong, I might not have found the motivation to make this video. At the moment, my team is only about 20-25 points behind the experts in Elite 64. It's not so bad. We can make big leaps in the rankings with a big score. But if I don't see results this weekend, then it might be time for a new strategy. In the meantime, thank you guys for all your support. All the likes and subscribes, it means a lot to me. Now you know my transfer plan for this week. I'm still watching the games from the weekend and doing my research, plus the midweek games in Europe. So I'm probably going to add the top picks and high-risk players to avoid on the Game Week 8 blog post at upper90studios.com. I'm also going to be working on the fixture difficulty cheat sheet as it is ready for an update with results from this season. I'm going to send that out to email subscribers as soon as it's ready. So that's going to be a wrap for today. I'm going to add the Elite 64 ownership stats to the Game Week 8 blog post, as well as my latest team and transfers, so stay tuned. If you like my music, all my songs are free to download on the website. See the link in the description. Be sure to follow at Upper 90 Studios on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, where you get an inside scoop before YouTube. And if you're brand new to the channel, be sure to like and subscribe and turn on your post notifications, because this season is going to be epic. Don't forget to subscribe to our email list and get your free fixture difficulty cheat sheet. Click the Fantasy Premier League tab at upper90studios.com. If you're on a computer, it's at the top right of the page. If you're on a phone, it's at the bottom. Thanks for watching. See you soon. We'll be right back.